Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah is going to list five different conditions that a crop has to have in order to be obligated in Pe'ah. Mishnah says, Kelal Amru Ba'Pe'ah. There's a rule when it comes to Pe'ah. It needs the following qualifications in order to be obligated in Pe'ah. If it's missing any of these rules that we're going to state right now, a person is not obligated to leave Pe'ah. Number one, kol shehu ochel, anything that's considered to be food. That's coming to exclude something that is edible, but its main purpose, for example, is for a dye. That's not considered to be ochel. It has another, something else, a side reason. So it doesn't fall under the category of food. Why? Because only food is harvested. And the pasuk says, ketzira ubekutzrechem. When something is harvested, and there's no ketzira over here, there's no harvest with something that is not really edible. Number two, venishmar. Nishmar means it's owned by somebody. It has a ba'al. It has an ownership to it, as opposed to something that's already hefked. If you have a whole field of something growing, and it's ownerless, therefore, there's no obligation for a person to, if he, let's say someone's going and harvesting that ownerless plot of land, there's no obligation for him to leave the corner, the pe'ah. Why? Because the pasuk says, la'ani v'lager ta'azovotam. Leave it for the stranger and for the poor person. So there's no leaving over here if it's not owned by somebody. You can't leave something that you don't own. So therefore, it has to be owned. V'gidulav min ha'aretz. And it also has to be grown from the ground, from the actual aretz. And that's coming to exclude something like a mushroom or a fungi, something of that family that have no root in the ground. And over here, the pasuk says, ketzir arsechem, the harvest of your land. And here it's not considered to be harvested from the land because it has no roots in the ground. Really, mushrooms come from the air. They grow from the air. They don't really grow from the ground. Number four, ulekitato ke'ahat, and it's picked, it's gathered at once together. It's not like certain trees or certain bushels are ripened at certain points of the year, and they all ripen at different times. No, a type of item that's obligated in Pe'ah is only the type of food that's gathered all at once together. They all become ripe. That's to exclude something like a fig. A fig, they ripen at different points of the year, and they learn this out from the fact that the pasuk says, ketzir. This happened during the harvest, the in the singular. The fifth qualification, that this food has the ability to be brought into storage. And this is coming to exclude any type of yerek, any type of vegetable. And the Hachamim learn this out from the fact that the Pasuk says it has to be fall under bikutzrecha, it has to be harvested. Something that's harvested is normally brought into storage afterwards. And a vegetable isn't brought into storage, so there's no obligation to bring pe'ah from that type of food. Hayav ba-pe'ah. So only something that fits these five qualifications. Number one, has to be ochel, has to be food. Number two, has to be nishmar, has to be owned. Number three, has to be gidulav min ha'aretz, has to grow from the ground. Number four, likita toka ahat, has to be harvested in one shot. And number five, umachniso lakiyum, has to be brought into storage. Has to have that ability not to spoil right away. And the Mishnah finishes off by telling us, Veha tevu'ah, veha kitniyut, biklal ze. Tevu'ah, all types of grains, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats are considered to be tevu'ah. Those are all obligated. They fit the qualification of all five. And kitniyot. Kitniyot are different types of beans, peas, lentils, bachlal ze. They fit these qualifications of five different things. If anything is missing, even one of them, they're not obligated in Pe'ah.